Good afternoon. Thank you for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Nancy Barish.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And how are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today, Nancy?
I got a brochure, flyer, whatever you want to call it, in the mail today. And I have a couple questions or one question.
Sure. I'd be more than
So
happy to
is
answer it.
it if you know the answer, right?
Absolutely. If not, I can always do research.
Okay. One is it available on my street at this time?
If you provide me with your street address or your service address, I will be more than happy to look it up.
It's 48 Vincent Street, and that's
Okay.
Kingston.
Perfect. Okay, let's look that up. Got it. Is there an apartment?
You know, it's a two-family house, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, because it only shows up with apartment A. But that's okay, because we can always fix that later on. But it does show an in-service date of the end of October, which is around the 25th.
Okay. And so this flyer says it's $69.99, and that's for 1,000
Megabytes per second.
megabytes per thousand, and that is for a holding of 2 years.
Yes. So the promotional price is if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing. It'll give you a $10 discount. Our normal price is $79.99. And
I
yes, it
see.
is valid for 2 years. There's no contracts, there's no termination fees. You can cancel anytime if you feel that it's not right for you, or if you need to move, for example, and we don't offer service at the new address. A noteworthy thing is that that price also includes all of the taxes and fees and the equipment that we provide. So we don't charge
It includes
you.
taxes too.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay.
So you're not going to pay a penny more than the $69.99, unless you had something else like your phone, which would, if you were to go for a landline phone, it would be $24.99. Or if
Oh,
you were to
that's what.
get
Wait a minute. Wait, 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 wait,
it.
wait,
I'm
wait. You're talking too
sorry.
fast.
So sorry, I can slow down.
Oh. Okay, because I do use a landline. So it's $24.99 for a landline.
Correct. And we can port your number.
You can what?
We can port your number, so that means we can
Me
transfer your number.
use the same number.
Correct. So if you wanted to keep your number, we can do that.
Okay. I only use it for faxing. Other than that, I don't use my landline. But it's always
Okay.
nice to have, just in
It
case.
is, absolutely.
Okay, so you're anticipating the end of October.
Correct. And I mean, we can go through the sign-up process now. That way you can get out of the way. If you would prefer, that way you, when it gets closer to that date, all we would call you for is to schedule your appointment.
Yeah, and they come out and they set it all up.
Yes, they do. So what
They
would
set up all the
happen?
passwords because I find that a
Yes.
nightmare.
Yes, and if you want them to type to have like a custom password, for example, ask them while they're there to show you how to change your password for your Wi-Fi. They'll be more than
Okay.
happy to do so.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm not going to sign up now. I just
Okay.
wanted to verify this information, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, absolutely. Did you have
Okay,
any other
very good.
questions for me so far? I can go
No, and
into a
you
little bit
did
more
good at
detail if you
answering
want.
them. You can if you want. You want to talk to me, tell me more detail, and I'll go to you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the good thing is also we are waiving any kind of installation fees. So you're not going to be seeing any installation fees for the install. We do provide two plans at the moment. We have the 1 gig or the 2 gig. There's only a $20 difference between the two, and it really depends on what you use the internet for. If you're like me who has three gamers in the house, then you probably want the 2 gig. But if it's something where it's just basic, maybe you listen to some music, or maybe you just surf the web or watch Netflix or any kind of other streaming, at that point, the 1 gig should definitely be sufficient.
And that's an extra charge.
For the 2 gig, yes, it would only be $20 more.
But what the 1 gig is?
Is $69.99.
Oh, okay, that's the 1,000.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was just explaining that we do have more than one option, and the price difference between the two. Indeed.
You know, right now I'm only on 400.
Oh, so then the 1,000 will be more than enough for you. If you're
and,
not
and I work from home all day long.
Yeah, see, I like the faster speeds because I also do a lot of, well, I don't like work from home, but like, I mean, I kind of have like a side gig that I do. I do like photo editing because I'm a photographer on my off days. I also am part of a gaming community. So I handle a lot of like over the internet phone calls, as we call them, voice chats. Or we'll do like video conferences and seeing how we're growing. And, you know, it's completely like it's 100% volunteer based, but it's really a great way to connect with other people from around the country. So there's a lot that goes in that goes into, you know, my internet. So absolutely, if my kids are gaming in the one room and I need to game and talk to people at the same time, absolutely I can understand the need for a higher speed. But
And what do you think it'll go up to after the 2 years?
So it'll just go back to the regular price. Again, there's no contracts, so you're not held in place or locked in for those 2 years. But once those 2 years are up, then at that point it would just go back to the regular $79.99. If the price were ever...
Oh, it's only yeah. $10 more?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like... You know, you're going to be paying an arm and a leg regardless for a service. But
right.
It is kind of nice to have that extra $10 savings because it does add up at the end of the day.
Well, every little bit helps.
Exactly,
and
especially in the economy that we're in.
Yeah, I fight with Spectrum all the time that their friggin' prices are too high anyway. So
absolutely. I've heard that a lot, actually. And then if ever we were to raise the price even by a little, you'd be notified immediately. We would send out a letter or an email to state, hey, just so you're aware, we are expecting our price to go up. Because, again, we can't really foretell the future like 2 years from now. But, I mean, right now we definitely just want to be able to provide – the fiber, the brand new, you know, the technology that has sadly been around for quite a while that we've just not been privy to. So fiber until recently was only available in most major cities. So we're happy that we get to call Kingston our home. We are headquartered here. Our team members are, you know, all local, at least most of the time. And then it just, you know, we just have that community involvement, you know, we're talking to our neighbors, we're talking to our community members, and we're providing service that should have been available a long time ago, but wasn't. So we took the initiative. We took the initiative. We're like, hey, look, all right, we need fiber in these areas. Like, we are very heavily populated, and yet we still don't have access to fiber. It's mind-boggling. It's just like cell phone service. Who do I have? I've got Verizon, and I live in Dutchess County, and I live in a dead zone.
That would irritate me.
Dutchess is so populated,
and yet I
live in a dead zone. I get one bar of signal, and I've tried all of the major carriers. So I completely understand the need.
Well, you can go off your internet with a phone there, right?
Yes, with my iPhone, I do have Wi-Fi calling. Thank God for that.
Okay.
But, I mean, if my internet were ever to go out, you know.
Yeah, see, that's why I carry a landline, just for those emergencies.
Yeah, and another benefit for the fiber is that we do have a tendency of burying it. So we micro-trench, as it's called, where we bury the wires, the cables. That way there's less of an impact from heavy storms or tree limbs, if ever a storm were to break off limbs. We do our best to try and get everything buried. If we have to go aerial and we have no other choice, then absolutely we will follow the aerial route. But for the most part, our primary focus is on burying, so that way you are still connected even during those storms. And even if your power goes out, if you have like a backup battery or like a generator for your home, We actually have more than hospital grade, they're emergency grade generators at our substations. So that way, if ever the grid were to go out, we would still be providing service, provided you still have some kind of access to electricity, you would still be connected.
Right.
Yeah, so even if you were to have like a generator, you would still have internet connection whilst your neighbors don't.
Right.
makes those outages a little less boring.
Yeah, well, thank God my son has two generators here. So.
Oh, that's good. That is great.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course, Nancy, anytime. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. If you do have any other questions, definitely give us a call. We'd be more than happy to answer them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.